be because I was born in 1980. I say now I'm an in-town baby.
You know.
All right.
God is moving by his spirit.
Hi-ya-ya.
And you know, I don't say that like I say it fresh. I say it often, but it's fresh.
Amen.
When you're in the presence of the Lord, he can cause
you
to understand things you can't in no other way. When people need water, water tastes better when you're thirsty. When you really want
it. Say that again. Hey. Listen, say it again. And nothing that's quench your thirst but water. You can, I don't care. Nothing like water.
Water tastes better when you're thirsty. And, you know, as a kid growing up, we used to play football, baseball, basketball. We'd be out there playing in the hot sun. And, you know, you get thirsty and you don't know it. And you're so thirsty, you drink out the hose pipe. And it tastes good. And
that's good, Apostle.
In life, I was looking at this about water. And she talked about how water, we got to have food, but we can't go as far as we can on food with water. We really need water.
Amen.
With water, we can live a lot longer. And we can, you know, it quenches everything. We can survive if there's water. And in life, we grow up in a fight. We grow up in darkness and a fight. Now, that's two problems that every man has. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, in a world that's fallen. This is a fallen world that we're born into. And then it's under attack on top of that. So when you hear the gospel, that's the way out of this. And the Holy Spirit, all of his words is like water in a desert. We come out of a desert of darkness. And the Holy Spirit has a solution for every problem you can ever face. And, you know, I remember times when I didn't know what to do, and I knew I didn't know what to do. I wanted to be a certain way. I wanted to do the things that Jesus said do. I said, I trust him as my Savior, so I'm going to do what he said do. And I set out to do the things that he gave me to do, ran into obstacles. And I'd say, you know, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. And he would always fill me with knowledge. I like what Mary said about the river. You can go ankle deep, you can go up to the loins, you can go to the covers, you waters to swim in. The knowledge you receive from the Holy Spirit is totally up to you. It's not up to God, it's up to you. He watches to see how we handle the things of God. He wants us to do, he won't force knowledge on you. He wants you to ask for it. He wants you to knock, see, ask, and you can receive whatever you want to know. He's not limited. We have access to unlimited knowledge, unlimited encouragement, unlimited resources. And when sometimes he will say a fragment of a sentence, and I knew what to do. And I couldn't explain it, but I knew what to do. And I tried my best to explain it, but I just didn't have the words. Now, you know, years later, I'm able to explain it better. But there's no limit to what God can share with us. Life can be very dry, very unorganized, all kind of problems, and the Lord can show you how to handle each one. And wind and souls, the fish the mayor was talking about, being a fisher of men. I've had the Lord to train me about people, how people think, how they do things, and how to win souls, how to go forward. And it works. It doesn't, if you're looking for it to work all at once, it doesn't work that. The word of God is given to us in seed form. If you want an oak tree in your yard, you get you an acorn and plant it. And it'll become that oak tree you want. Same thing with the word. When you minister the word to people, then they can, they'll internalize, it'll grow in them, and then they'll have faith, and then they'll get saved. That can happen faster than any oak tree, but it still comes in seed form, and it still things have to happen. And your prayers avail much. And sometimes I've noticed people that had a good heart. I said, Lord, I want you to save him. You know, I'm thinking about a person that happened with him. The Lord did save him, took him home. But when I first told him, he cursed me out. But I could tell there was something about him. I said, I want you to save my friend. When he walked away, I said, Lord, save him. He don't know what he's talking about. And come to find out, he had a lot of bad references. He had to be, you know, things had to happen. The Lord put things in motion. And he got sick. And I said, man, you got a good wife. I said, your wife had everybody praying for you. I said, some people, they'll have a wife. Their wife would have been looking for the insurance policy. and he said, man, the pastor praying, had me praying, you know, she called a network of people. We was praying for you. And you came out of this. And then he told me about somebody he knew, and the man was in the hospital. His wife and his daughter was looking for the insurance papers. And he pulled through.
I think I'd take their minds off.
That's it. That's it. And you know,
that
all the
flesh, I guess. You didn't take care of your wife and children.
Yeah, and people do things. You know, your prayers avail much. And me and him was friends, you know, a little history there. I said, man, I've been on the radio two or three years, and you ain't heard me yet. He said, I'm going to listen to you this weekend. So that weekend, he called me that morning, right before the radio broadcast came on. And I said, he said, what time is it coming? I said, it's about to come on now. And I told him the station. He turned it on. I could hear it in the background. And that was before he got married. They were shacking. And I was talking about shacking. So I heard them listen to the broadcast, and I'm talking about shacking, and they shacking. And he said, man, I got to go.
And I was into that, wasn't he? Yeah. Because you wouldn't have done it.
Let's see, that was winter. In the summertime, I'm on vacation. He called me on vacation. He said, what you doing such and such weekend? I said, nothing. I thought he wanted me to look at a car or something. He said, man, I want you to marry me and my wife.
Oh, beautiful.
And he was at the family reunion and proposed to her. She said, yeah, that time. So they got me. I did the ceremony. I said, what are we going to wear, Wesley? He got married at his sister's restaurant. I said, what am I going to wear? How are we going to do this? He said, just get jeans and just a nice blazer. That's all you need. I get that here in a suit. So I wore my suit. But it worked out. What the day that I first prayed for, it didn't look like there was any hope. That's why I said, Lord, I want you to save this man. He's got a good heart. You can tell some people have a salvageable heart. But through all that, you know, the Lord was able to save him. So our prayers avail much. God can put things in motion.
Amen.
And it'll happen.
That's good, Apostle.
And what you can learn from the Holy Spirit, first of all, this is the biggest challenge if you're going to learn something from the Holy Spirit. He will always teach you something you have no experience with and haven't ever seen before. And you'll just have to have the courage and determination to walk it out, to stick with it. You will be a pioneer in something if you follow God. Sometimes you'll stand alone. It won't look right. It'll look like you've lost your mind, but you're right there where he wants you to be, and it'll work. And what he give you to do, it's like those rivers of water Mary was talking about. It's things you've never seen, things nobody ever seen. Water. You know, same way. Emblems of the Holy Spirit. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for moving in our lives. I thank you for all that you're doing. Things you'll help us understand. Lord, I thank you for I know these are the last days. Jesus. And I pray that you'll utilize us in every way possible. Help us to do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Mm-hmm.